Mike, can you present your case?
Sure. So this is a chap who is in his 60s, smoker, who presented with a right upper lobe pulmonary mass. He had a 2.5 to 3 centimeter mass. He had a PET scan and had disease only in the lung, did not have a mediastinoscopy, was taken to surgery and had a right upper lobectomy, and was staged as a 1B. This was not squamous cell. This is a gentleman in excellent health. He's in his 60s, works for the county school system, and does some moderate physical labor and has no significant problems doing that. He does have, interestingly, polycystic kidney disease, and that's the only problem he's had. He's entirely asymptomatic from that. His creatinines have always run in the high normal range but have never been abnormal. He does have one brother who wound up on dialysis from polycystic disease. No evidence of the polycystic disease elsewhere, not in the liver or any other organs. So in terms of his performance status, he was in excellent condition.
And how did he tolerate the surgery?
Surgery in and out of the hospital in 3 days.
So, Ed, how would you have thought through this man's therapy, or are there any other questions you want to ask about that?
So you mentioned there was a PET done beforehand, and the lymph node staging that was done at the surgery time?
Was not a full mediastinoscopy, in kind of reference to your prior comment, which I thought was interesting considering you'll see what's happened here, because he was PET negative. He did not have a mediastinoscopy. He went directly to surgery. There was the usual interlobar and hilar sampling, and that was all negative. To my recollection, he had about 4 lymph nodes, which were negative for malignancy, and as I said, had a very nice recovery.
Yeah, again, this is a little larger tumor than our previous case. It is a 1B, and I'm assuming it's within the last year or two that he's seen you and been treated.